Hello, and welcome to the OCR GCSE Physics Revision Podcast. I'm your tutor today, and in the next 10 minutes, we're going to master one of the most deceptively simple, yet surprisingly tricky, topics in your physics specification, distance and displacement. Whether you're sitting foundation or higher tier, this topic appears in topic P2 on forces, and examiners absolutely love testing it. So grab a pen, settle in, and let's get started.
Section 1, Core Concepts. Let's begin with the big question. What is the difference between distance and displacement? And more importantly, why does the difference matter? Think about your journey to school. You might walk along pavements, turn corners, crossroads. The total length of that entire route is your distance. It's the actual path you traveled, measured in meters or kilometers. Distance is what your pedometer counts. It doesn't care about direction. It just adds up every step you take. Now, displacement is completely different. Displacement asks, where did you end up relative to where you started? It's a straight line measurement, as the crow flies, from your starting point to your finishing point. And crucially, it must include a direction.
This is the single most important distinction in this entire topic, so let me say it clearly.
Distance is a scalar quantity. It has magnitude, that means size, only. No direction needed. Displacement is a vector quantity. It has both magnitude and direction. If you give the magnitude without the direction, your answer is incomplete and the examiner will not award the final mark. Let me give you a concrete example. Imagine you walk 3 meters east and then 4 meters north. Your total distance traveled is 3 plus 4, which equals 7 meters. Simple addition. But your displacement, that's the straight line distance from where you started to where you finished. Because you walked east and then north, those two directions are perpendicular. They form a right angle. So we use Pythagoras' theorem to find the resultant. Displacement squared equals 3 squared plus 4 squared, that's 9 plus 16, which equals 25. The square root of 25 is 5, so your displacement is 5 meters. But we're not finished. We must state the direction. Using trigonometry, the angle from east is the inverse tangent of 4 divided by 3, which gives us approximately 53.1 degrees. Converting that to a three-figure bearing measured clockwise from north gives us approximately 037 degrees.
So the full, complete, mark-winning answer is displacement equals 5 meters at a bearing of 037 degrees. That is what earns you full marks.
Now, let's talk about the concept of scalar versus vector more broadly, because this comes up across your entire physics course. Scalars are quantities described by a single number with a unit. Examples include distance, speed, mass, time, temperature, and energy. Vectors are quantities that require both a number and a direction. Examples include displacement, velocity, force, acceleration, momentum, and weight. A really useful memory hook here is the phrase, vectors have direction VD. Or think of it this way, a vector is like a voyage. It has a destination, so it needs a direction. A scalar is just a size, it's just a number.
Section 2, resultant displacement and scale drawings.
Now let's go deeper, particularly for higher tier candidates. When two displacements are not perpendicular, that is, they don't form a neat right angle, you cannot simply use Pythagoras. In these cases, the OCR specification allows you to use a scale drawing. Here's how you do a scale drawing correctly, because examiners are very specific about method marks here. First, choose a sensible scale. Write it down explicitly. For example, 1 centimeter equals 10 meters. This earns you a method mark, and if you don't state it, you risk losing marks even if your diagram is accurate. Second, draw the first displacement vector as an arrow to scale in the correct direction. Use a ruler and protractor. Be precise. Third, from the tip of that first arrow, draw the second displacement vector again to scale and in the correct direction. Fourth, draw a resultant arrow from the very start of your first vector to the very end of your second vector. This resultant is the overall displacement. Fifth, measure the length of the resultant arrow with your ruler and use your scale to convert it back to the real-world value. Then use a protractor to measure the bearing of the resultant. Examiners will accept answers within a tolerance, usually plus or minus 2 degrees for angles and plus or minus 5% for magnitudes, so a sharp pencil and careful measurement really do matter.
Section 3, the circular motion special case.
Here's a concept that catches many candidates off guard, and it's a favorite of examiners for a reason. What happens to distance and displacement when an object completes a full circle? Imagine a runner on a circular athletics track. They run one complete lap and return to their starting position. What is their distance? It's the full circumference of the track, 2 pi r, where r is the radius. If the radius is 50 meters, the distance is 2 times pi times 50, which is approximately 314 meters. What is their displacement? Zero, absolutely zero, because they are back exactly where they started. The straight line distance from start to finish is 0 meters. This is a classic exam question. Candidates who confuse distance and displacement will write zero for both or 314 meters for both and lose marks. The correct answer is distance equals 2 pi r, displacement equals 0 meters. Remember, displacement can be zero even when distance is large. They are fundamentally different quantities. Section 4, exam tips and common mistakes. Now let's talk exam technique, because knowing the physics is only half the battle. Tip number one, always underline the word displacement or distance in the question. This sounds simple, but in exam conditions, candidates frequently answer the wrong quantity. If the question asks for displacement and you give only a magnitude, you will lose the direction mark. That could be the difference between a grade 5 and a grade 6. Tip number two, when a question asks for displacement, your answer is never complete without a direction. State it as a three-figure bearing, for example, 045 degrees, or as an angle relative to a named direction, such as 37 degrees north of east. Both are acceptable to OCR examiners. Tip number three, never simply add the magnitudes of perpendicular vectors. This is the most common error in the entire topic. If a candidate walks 3 meters east and 4 meters north, the displacement is not 7 meters. It is 5 meters, calculated using Pythagoras. Examiners see the 7 meters error in hundreds of scripts every year. Tip number four, for scale drawings, always state your scale explicitly. Use a sharp pencil and draw arrows, not just lines. The arrowhead indicates direction, which is essential for vectors. Tip number five, know your trigonometric ratios. For a right-angled triangle, sine of an angle equals opposite over hypotenuse, cosine equals adjacent over hypotenuse, and tangent equals opposite over adjacent. The mnemonic SOHCAHTOA is your friend here. Tip number six, be careful with bearings. Bearings are always measured clockwise from north, and they are always written as three figures. So 45 degrees is written as 045 degrees. 9 degrees is written as 009 degrees. Examiners will penalize you for writing a bearing without three figures. A common mistake that costs higher tier candidates marks is using the wrong trigonometric ratio. If you have the opposite and adjacent sides and you want the angle, you use tangent, not sine or cosine. Draw the triangle first, label the sides, then choose your ratio carefully. Section 5, quick fire recall quiz. Right, let's test your knowledge with a quick fire quiz. I'll ask the question, give you a moment to think, then give the answer. Cover your notes if you can. Question 1. Is distance a scalar or a vector quantity? Answer, scalar. It has magnitude only, no direction. Question 2. A student walks 6 meters east and then 8 meters north. What is their resultant displacement? Answer, 10 meters. Using Pythagoras, 6 squared plus 8 squared equals 36 plus 64 equals 100. Square root of 100 equals 10 meters. Don't forget the direction, approximately 037 degrees or 53 degrees north of east. Question 3. An athlete completes exactly one lap of a circular track of radius 40 meters. What is their displacement? Answer, 0 meters. They have returned to their starting point, so the straight line distance from start to finish is zero. Question 4. What must you always include when stating a displacement value? Answer, the direction. Without direction, a displacement answer is incomplete and will not earn full marks. Question 5. What is the formula for finding the resultant of two perpendicular displacements? Answer, Pythagoras' theorem, c squared equals a squared plus b squared, where c is the resultant displacement. Section 6, summary and sign-off. Let's bring it all together with a quick summary of everything we've covered today. Number 1, distance is a scalar, magnitude only, no direction. Displacement is a vector, magnitude and direction. Both are measured in meters. Number 2, for perpendicular displacements, use Pythagoras' theorem to find the resultant magnitude and trigonometry to find the direction. Number 3, For non-perpendicular displacements, use a scale drawing. State your scale, draw carefully with a ruler and protractor, and measure the resultant. Number 4. After a complete circular journey, distance equals 2 pi r, but displacement equals 0. Number 5. Always state direction as a three-figure bearing or angle relative to a named direction. Never leave it out. Number 6. The most common exam error is adding magnitudes of perpendicular vectors instead of using Pythagoras. Don't be that candidate. And number 7. In the exam, underline the keyword, distance or displacement, before you begin your answer. It takes 2 seconds and could save you marks. That's everything for today's episode on distance and displacement. This topic is worth mastering thoroughly because it underpins so much of the rest of your forces topic. Velocity, acceleration, momentum, they all build on this foundation. Good luck with your revision, and remember, in physics, direction matters. Until next time, keep revising, stay curious, and you've got this.